And good morning, everybody. Welcome into the MI Awake Morning Show, AM 1340 KXCO. Time for our live interview here this morning. And joining me in the studio right now is Dr. Joe Corrado and also Dr. Brian Elfson. And joining me on the line is one of the owners of Ziva Medical and Kalman Groner. And good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Glad to have you guys here. You know, I just kind of wanted to start off and talk to you, Kalman, this morning a little bit. Whenever we had left off, we had talked to Mr. Gary Greenstein a couple of months ago, or actually a couple of weeks ago, and wanted to get an update on the bankruptcy proceedings and kind of where we stand at there, if you could start off there, sir.
Well, I can tell you that we're at just about a handshake deal with the bank. The bank has really, really come around, and Central Bank has really, really moved to try to help get this wrapped up and try to get the hospital open. So that's been very good. As you know, there's still another obstacle. Unfortunately, there have been a lot of people that were hurt in the former owners of the hospital system. Those people are rightfully trying to get paid, but unfortunately they're targeting us for it. So I feel really bad that they were hurt, and I know that they deserve to be paid, but we're not the former owners. You know, we're trying to open up a hospital, and if we're encumbered by also having to pay for the sins of the past, just makes it impossible.
Sure. So Kalman, I guess the question is, with the bankruptcy court, are they going to make you guys liquidate that building, or how is that proceeding, and where do you see that going?
So it's not so much about them making us liquidate it. And this is ongoing. There's ongoing litigation, so I can't speak too much in too much detail. But it's just the question is if it's, you know, in dollars and cents, if it makes sense, if it's financially possible for us to do both. And while we tried working with the attorney that's representing Mrs. Quinn and the class action, we haven't gotten to a point that makes it possible yet.
Sure, and we're going to talk to Dr. Corrado and Dr. Elfson here in just a moment as well. I just kind of wanted to make sure that, you know, there's been some questions about Ziva Medical and in the news being associated with Noble. Can you speak to that? Is Ziva Med separate from Noble? And just kind of tell us a little bit about that this morning.
I've never met any of the owners of Noble. I've never spoken to any of the owners of Noble. I know their names. Noble changed hands three times. The hospital system changed hands three times since the Noble team ran it. And we're definitely not related to Noble in any way, shape, or form. In fact, they're suing us as well, which is not showing up, not being a problem for us, but they're suing us. And we're definitely not Noble in any way, shape, or form as far as the related in any way.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for clearing that up. I'm going to bring in Dr. Elfson here for just a moment. You're kind of working with the folks from Ziva Med, as I understand it, right now, and you're providing some services and your hopes for, you know, what will go forward in the future for our medical care here in Mexico and Audrain County.
Yep. I was with initially contracted by Noble to provide orthopedic services and went through that whole endeavor. Actually, I've had three contracts since I've been here. Ziva bought it from Noble. Ziva paid $2 for the hospital. That's where that came in. And then following Ziva, another individual purchased it. Who came after Noble?
Is it Platinum?
Platinum, yeah. Platinum purchased for $2. And then after Platinum, it was purchased again, and then Ziva purchased it. So we were up and ready to go this month. We had people hired, everything. Class action lawsuit came in. extortion than it was a lawsuit. But and they're attacking Ziva, who's the fourth owner removed. And that Coleman said, I mean, you know, people understand the anger and being upset, and then all the rumors that go along with him being sister company, everything else I've heard, which is just ridiculous. And it's always the people that don't know anything that are doing the most talking. But it's like Lula's in Moberly. I mean, that just sold again. Still Lula's. It's called Lula's.
I love their prime rib.
Yeah, they're great. Their right. food's great. But I mean, you don't, you know, when you purchase something, you get the name. That's part of the process. You know, if we buy Wendy's down the street, we're not going to call it Joe's. If Joe buys it, it's going to be called Wendy's, you know. So I think that's where a lot of the confusion's been. But because of this class action lawsuit that held up your hospital being open, it was going to be open this month. I mean, we had people hired, and then we had to lay them off because of this position they have of non-negotiability. It's ridiculous, the amount of money they're asking for. It's and the only person making money in a class action lawsuit is the attorney. So it's really pretty sad. It's a sad state of affairs for us. We don't have hospital. We should have been open this month.
Sure. We'll bring Doc Joe in on the conversation here. You know, you can kind of speak to, I know you've been doing surgeries over in Colombia and having to travel on the road from Mexico. And I think the ultimate goal is to be able to have those services here in Mexico, not only for yourself, but for the patients as well. But there's also, you know, another project going, you know, with the Corrado Hospital. You know, can you kind of speak to that a little bit? Why wouldn't we just wait for the hospital that maybe you would potentially want to open and why should we wait for Ziva Med to get everything up and going?
There's no question that the hospital that we have is 100% ready to be up and running. I've walked those hallways. It's pristine, and everything is ready to go. The idea of, I hate the name, Corrado Hospital.
Sure. No, I get it.
That idea is, or was brought about, only in anticipation if it was impossible that we couldn't proceed with this present hospital. In no way would I ever want to build a, quote, new hospital, which would take years to do. And in no way do we want to have any problems with this present hospital opening. We're looking forward. 3 days a week, I'm bringing patients all from Mexico to Colombia. I'm getting used to riding back and forth. But now I understand all those nurses and that have to drive so much. It was, so we're looking forward for the hospital to open. And it's imperative, not only down the road, but we need an emergency room. Emergency surgery. I mean, emergency services are needed here.
Sure.
We're going to lose lives if we have emergency room. And we already are.
Yeah, we are.
They can't. You're short of breath, chest pain. You're not going to make a 45-minute ambulance ride. So it's and then the wear and tear on our ambulances. I mean, they're meeting each other, coming and going, transporting. It's just it's a pretty sad state of affairs that we're not open this month, actually.
Sure, Coleman. We'll kind of talk to you and end the interview here. What are the next steps moving forward? Where do you anticipate the bankruptcy hearings going? And where is Ziva Med in all of this, if you will, sir?
So Well, what we're hoping is that the attorney representing the class will first of all, the people to know that while we don't take responsibility for the sins of others, we do understand very much so that people were hurt. And we don't, and trying to move this thing along as fast as possible, we're open to making some sort of concession to Bill Wirtz and other employees in the class, because first of all we feel for them, and second of all we want to move this along as fast as possible. And as such, we were in touch with them and we made what we think is a very, very generous offer. However, he hasn't come to our meeting point yet. So we hope that he will come to that meeting point and that we can move forward quickly. The timeline did shift a little bit because we did have to lay off a lot of people, unfortunately. And we were ready to start offering services. We were about to open up a surgery center and outpatient clinics and start offering some services and get geared up to opening up the ER. And we hope to be in a position again real soon to continue that effort and start offering high quality, first class healthcare in Mexico, Missouri, the healthcare that everybody here needs and deserves.
Comment, can you speak to what that offer was made to settle, or can you get into that at all?
I'm afraid that the attorneys will give me I'll be very happy if I got into the details, but I'm sure that the people in the class can reach out to their attorney and find out.
Gotcha. Can you give us a time frame, Coleman, whenever maybe the hospital could be reopened? Any estimate on that?
So there's a timeline. It takes several months for the process to take place, and the sooner we move out of this holding pattern, the faster we can get things started again.
Great. So if we can check back with you maybe here in a couple of weeks and kind of get another update, if that's okay.
I'm hoping that they come to the meeting point real quick, and we can move forward. But I hope in a couple of weeks we're gonna have some very good news. I hope in a couple of days, but we don't know. It's not really up to us. We're not the ones that are holding off.
Okay. Well, I certainly appreciate you talking to us this morning, and we'll stay in touch with you as this moves along. So thank you for your time this morning, Dr. Joe Corrado, Coleman Groner, and also Dr. Elifson here this morning with us. And that's been our live interview this morning on the MI Wake Morning Show, AM 1340 KXEO.